talking with State Representative Kyle Hilbert. Of course, Kyle, you've had an exciting time at this year's legislative session, kind of, a promotion.
Yeah, about a month ago, my colleagues elected me to the position of Speaker Pro Tem of the Oklahoma House. That's our number two position, and it's been a busy session.
Now, a lot of things, a lot of issues that the lawmakers have to kind of sift through right now and starting to really boil down these issues that are going to come to the forefront.
Yeah, next week is our deadline week for bills to come out of their chamber of origin. So any House bill has to come off the House floor by Thursday, and the same thing on the Senate side. And the week after that, we'll swap chambers and start through the committee process again. Now, we started with 3,000-plus bills, and I imagine by the end of next week, that's going to be cut down to just a few hundred.
You're kind of looking at the whole picture, but what especially are you interested in? It's, you know, given the fact that you've got some good rural Oklahoma roots and constituents that you're trying to represent.
Absolutely. Of course, everybody's focused on inflation and the impact and gas prices that that's having on families. I think tax cuts is going to be an important conversation. We're sitting with a good surplus as a state. There's a lot of different proposals out there for tax cuts, so I'm not sure what's going to get across the finish line. But I think that's important to address to give some relief to Oklahomans. Another big issue is the nursing shortage. Across America and as well as in Oklahoma over the past year, we've seen where it's not been an issue where we've had a shortage of physical beds, but where we've had a shortage of nursing staff to staff those beds. And we had a nursing shortage before the pandemic, but the pandemic only made it worse. And so we absolutely have to address that, and that's something we're looking at heavily this session.
It seems like there's a whole suite of bills regarding medical marijuana.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma House a couple weeks ago held a press conference to address that. We've heard very loud and clear from our constituents that the illegal grows have to be reined in, has to be addressed. I was really encouraged about a week and a half ago when the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics had the largest drug bust in state history, perhaps maybe even one of the largest drug busts in United States history. And that's what we have to do. We got to clean this up and get bad actors out of town.
And the hope is to have that accountability, that seed to the actual end user of the medical marijuana.
The seed to sale program is incredibly important because that's really any of our attempts to clean it up are really in a tough position without seed to sale being implemented. And so we're working through that process to make sure it happens.
What as you assume this new role, leadership role, what's kind of struck you that as far as the responsibility and maybe even reflect back on your FFA roots of how they've helped get you here?
Yeah, it's great to have this conversation here at the State Fair Arena during Oklahoma Youth Expo, the legislative show, because I truly would not be a state rep, let alone Speaker Pro Tem, without my experience in the blue and gold jacket. And I say that all the time. Brian Campbell, my ag teacher, as well as many other mentors in FFA, they're the ones, and they're the reason I'm where I am today. And it's very important what it's doing for our next generation.